So this is my fourth year. I actually started like in January, so kind of a mid type year, but this is kind of like my fourth year. First of all, I have a very reasonable tuition. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. My tuition alone is a scholarship compared to other schools at the same level as me. You know,
So last week we did a little bass fishing in the high school ranks with Joey Bray. Great interview. If you hadn't seen that one, watch that one before you watch this one. This one is a really good one because we upped the bar a little bit. We went collegiate bass fishing. We got with Coach Charles Thompson over at LSUS. That's LSU Shreveport. And let me tell you, this is a really, really good guy, number one. I'm going to tell you right now, he won me over with this podcast. Such a good Christian man. You're going to want to watch it. Number two, knows a lot about fishing, knows a lot about mentoring young people. A great episode right here. Let's talk about it real quick. Monroe, West Monroe. Discover Monroe, West Monroe is one of our sponsors. We'll talk about them real quick. If you want to know what's going on around Monroe, West Monroe, this weekend, a crew of Janus is rolling with a Mardi Gras parade in Monroe, Louisiana. Go check it out. You can see the path on discovermonroewestmonroe.com.org, something like that. All right, second, Marion State Bank, Sterlington, Marion, Farmerville, Drew, soon to be West Monroe. If you're going to bank local, Marion State Bank, I'm telling you, some of the greatest outdoors people, everybody in that bank does something in the outdoors. It's the coolest thing. Second, the town of Farmerville can't do anything on Lake Darbonne, can't say enough about things that go on Lake Darbonne without saying thank you to the town of Farmerville for what they do to support fishing and hunting and all that stuff. I say hunting, you can't hunt in the city. Well, yeah, you can too if you got, you can bow hunt in there. But the town of Farmerville is a great thing that's going on. They help out so much. And then our last sponsor, the Union Parish Tourism Commission. Thank you guys so much for all you do for Antlers and Hicks, bringing these podcasts. You support Lake Darbonne Life. Thank you so much. Let's go fishing. Let's talk. And look, I'm going to tell you something. I want you to soak in the goodness. That's Charles Thompson. Here we go. We're here with LSUS bass fishing coach, Charles Thompson. How you doing, baby?
Man, I'm blessed, man. I hope it shows, man.
You're going to do good, man. I know this is going to be a good one. I know this is going to be a good one, Coach. So, look, I brought you on. Last week, we talked about high school bass fishing, okay? I talked with Joey Bray. We talked about high school bass fishing and all. And I thought it would be a good kind of a segue into collegiate bass fishing. Okay, mm-hmm. I want to know more about this because, you know, high school is growing, and along with the high school growing, you got a lot of attention on college bass fishing now. So first, before we get started, give me some background on you, man. Where are you from?
Good deal. Well, hey, I'm right here from Louisiana. I was born and raised here in Bossier City. I graduated from good old Airline High School here in Bossier City, and pretty much hung around here all my life, born and raised. Then I left to go to the military right out of high school. Did that deal, got into radiology, and man, just took off in medicine from there. I'm actually a radiology physician assistant. Not a lot of people know that. I work for a medical device company and had some long term in medicine there. Now I'm here. I'm ended up here. I still do that, but this is kind of my playground.
I know that's right. Yeah. So what branch of the military were you in?
Air Force.
Okay. And how long did you serve in that?
I served six years. And, you know, in medicine, it's kind of, you teeter the line, like, do you stay or do you go out and venture into medicine with that good, with your good job title? I mean, there's a lot of opportunity outside of the military. So,
yes, sir.
I took a stab at coming out here, and it's been good for me.
Yeah.
Real good.
Well, hey, I appreciate your service. I know everybody else does too. I hope you understand that really that's a big deal, you know, and I appreciate what you do for this country for sure.
Oh yeah. I appreciate it.
So how long have you been a coach? Well, no, let's back that up. When did you get into bass fishing? That's what I want to know.
Actually, man, I played golf, man, a lot. Baseball in high school and baseball, you know, here and there, you know, for fun. And then I started playing golf. I tore my ACL, and the orthopedic surgeon actually taught me how to play golf.
Really?
The guy who fixed my ACL, yeah. So he taught me how to play golf, and my dad's played golf all my life, and I ran from it, you know. And then finally, I slowed the ball down and started playing golf, and me and my dad had some great times, man, playing golf. And then I started fishing maybe, I want to say, probably 15, 16 years ago. Guy took me bass fishing. You know, we've been fishing all our lives, you know. Fish to eat type deal.
Mm-hmm.
But a guy took me bass fishing. I was working at Norman Regional Hospital in Oklahoma. And the guy took me bass fishing. I was like, man, I was ate up 100%.
That's right.
Yeah. And so I've been fishing for about 15 years now.
16. Okay. Hey, what year was you over there, Lyon?
I graduated in 93.
Okay. Okay. I was a little bit behind you. I graduated in 97. Y'all put the thump on us. No, it was Captain Shree put the thump on us in 97.
Yeah.
Ooh, it was rough. It was rough. Yeah. So how long have you been coaching out there at LSUS, man?
So this is my fourth year. I actually started like in January, so kind of a mid type year, but this is kind of like would be my fourth year, January. I started in 20, I guess the fall of 20. I mean, maybe the fall of 20. And, man, I've never been a coach before, man. It's just, it was something where I knew one of the kids on the team. He came to me one day and was like, hey, man, they want us to have a fishing coach. And I was like, well, good deal. I'll help you find one. I'm way too busy. You know, I travel for work a lot with medical device. And so it's just like, man, I don't have time to do this. And so he was like, man, we really just want you because you taught me a lot. You've mentored me a lot. So I was like, you know what? Let me try it out. Let's see. And man, every time I needed time, God gave me the time. And it's amazing. And I don't, like I say, I give it all to him because, like I say, I've never been a coach. All through the Bible, they show you that they use idiots, you know, to teach the lesson. And I believe this full-fledged with me, man. He, you know, picked me. I wanted to give back to my community. And me and my wife was giving scholarships to all the high schools in the area for about 3 years. And then this happened. So I've just been 100% concentrated on that. And I would say it's worked out. It's worked out real good.
Hey, you know, it's funny that you say you were way too busy because yesterday I was talking with a guy and we were talking about church and he said, you know, I had it in my heart. I wanted to teach Sunday school, but I knew I was too busy. He said, the pastor asked me to do it. And I said, no, I'm too busy. Yeah. And he said, the pastor looked at him and said, well, you got a little time right now. Why don't you take a little stab at it?
Yeah.
And he said, man, it's the best thing I ever did. He said, he loved it. You know, just when you think you're too busy, you know, God will show you, man, you ain't too busy. You think you are. You think you are.
It's crazy. Cause when I first started, it was like, I don't get to travel every single tournament, because of work. That's my primary. And you know, my work actually donates to the team, you know, they support me 100%. So when I do need the time off, I was just like, man, one of my assignments will cancel last minute. And I'll be like, look at this. You know what I'm saying? This is just crazy. But a lot of times I just do it from afar. Like they're in Georgia right now, fishing Clark's Hill. And when we were setting up for this call, I was talking to them. We were doing the full rundown. How's it like? What you doing? You got, you know, y'all eating right. You know what times you got to be off the water tomorrow. Stuff like that. That's how I have to do it. And sometimes I feel bad about it, but man, I got some good guys, man. I got some good guys. They know how hard I work. They know how much this means to me. And I know how much it means to them. So it always works out.
What are your day-to-day duties like, man? I mean, like what does a fishing coach really do for these guys?
Man, a lot of times you are motivational speaker. You know, by the time they get to you, they have a very good grasp on fishing. They can make every cast. They can run every electronic out there. And it's just really you coordinating the day-to-day, you know, coordinating, hey, this is when we go. These are the tournaments we're going to fish. Let's get together, talk about it. Make sure we don't get sidewiped by, you know, something that we're not paying attention to. They come off the water drain. I ain't catching them. I ain't this. And I'm just like, man, look, you're canceling out water. You are, you know, you're figuring it out. It starts out real broad. It narrows down. And then one day in practice, the light comes on and they turn at you and you're sitting there and you go, told you, mm-hmm. You know, it's not so much. This is how you flip and hey, you need to go fish this grass and hey, you need to, it's cold outside. So, you know, there's some of that, but mainly, you know, these boys are pretty solid and you're just kind of making sure they don't spin out. That's it.
Yeah. So you really are you really coaching these young men mm-hmm. and ladies in some instances, I'm sure some universities, but
yeah,
you know, to how, you know, they already know it. You just, but getting them to believe in themselves, basically.
100%.
My gosh.
100%. And just, you know, good example. One of the boys last tournament, the national championship, he was sitting out there and he said, I'm fishing deep. They're just following. And he said, I know they're coming from the grass, but I can't catch them in the grass. And I was just like, okay, all right, okay. Never changing his mind, never telling him what to do and things of that sort. And then he comes back after the tournament. He goes, man, I caught him. I just stayed with it and I caught him. And he was like, man, I thank you, coach. And I was like, I didn't say anything. I made sure you were lined up with what you wanted to do. And, mm-hmm. You know, if they're all over the place, you just kind of go, well, you just told me you were catching them. You know, yeah. So why, you know what I'm saying? Maybe that's something you want to dig out. Maybe something you want to dig a little bit deeper on, and that's it.
Yeah. I like that, man, because these young people, they know what they're doing. Yeah. You just really, like with that example right there, you let him talk through his problem.
Yeah.
I got you. That's good stuff, man. Good stuff.
Every once in a while, you'll tell them, you know, you'll work on, it's a new technique or it's something, you know what I'm saying, that Carolina rig. Like I throw a Carolina rig all the time. And, you know, I've learned some of the little tricks, little stuff on casting Carolina rig. Man, stay. Why are you going to a half ounce? Just stay with a 1 ounce, you know, all the time. You know what I'm saying? If it's hard, it don't matter how heavy it is. It's just, it you get an extra long cast. And sometimes there's some of that, but mainly, you know, it's just mainly just letting them, like you said, talk it through and getting to where they have a little bit of success themselves.
That's good stuff, man. That's good stuff. Because eventually they're going to have to stand on their own 2 feet when they get away from you.
100%. You know,
they can't 100%. Be dependent on you.
100%. And fishing is in between the ears.
So yeah.
If they're trying to figure out what you told them or how you told them to do it, then it's just not natural. And, man, you're making me give up a little bit too much. You know what I'm saying? Maybe.
Okay. I got work. We're still. I know. Don't want to give up too many secrets, Nick Saban. I know.
Look, I'm just a little old fishing coach, man. I can't be giving up all my little secrets, man. You know what I'm saying?
I know that's right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
How do you find these young people? I mean, do you go to tournaments? And when you go to tournaments, what are you looking for in these tournaments and these young people to kind of be like, okay, I'm gonna watch this person, see what they got.
Yeah, man. First, I want to say I go to tournaments because how good would you feel if there was a college coach on the bank when you came back and you're about to walk across the stage with a nice bag?
Couldn't tell me nothing, cuz. You couldn't tell me nothing.
None at all, right?
Yes, sir.
I can't get them all, man. Greg, I can't.
Yeah.
Mr. Hicks, I can't get them all. So the ones that I can't get to, or the ones that I may have decided, you know, to go another direction, at least I can be there to cheer them on. That's it. You know what I'm saying? I can just say, hey, you know what I'm saying? Good job.
That's
from
right.
From a college coach, give them a high five. You know what I'm saying? And that's it. But the ones that I am looking at, a lot of times I get to see how they interact with their peers, and I get to see how they interact, because everybody out there, they can catch them. You know, there's a bunch of emails I get, man, and a bunch of times where they flag me down in the grocery store, things of that sort. Man, they can catch them. It's just a matter of trying to find, you know, the ones that, you know, that can separate themselves. And it ain't, I'm not talking 100% about fishing. I'm talking about character.
Right.
I'm talking about, you know, just being a good person. You know, if I see a guy, you know, I won't go into too much of that, because I don't want to give away the recipe, what 100% I'm looking for, because then.
Right. Right. I understand. Right.
But it ain't what you think, man. Like I say, you can win every tournament out there, and I not pick you up because of character, because of, you know, just being a good person. On my team, I have a deal where I tell them I don't have a whole bunch of rules, because everybody knows how to be a good person.
That's right. It depends on if you want to be that person or not.
Yeah, everybody knows that. So why do I need to have a whole list of rules? So that's what I mean when I'm looking for a guy. You know, he's got to be at the level where we are now. He's got to be able to, yeah, at minimum, go out and put a fish in the boat.
That's right.
Okay. But one of the coaches told me one time, he said, man, I'd rather a kid who will run through a wall to get on my team, you know, with all kind of heart, than one that wins every tournament. And I was, you know, I, that sunk in real early, you know, in me being a coach, it sunk in real early. And I was like, you know, I've kind of run by that same deal.
Well, when somebody has heart like that, you know, heart really comes to show when you fall on hard times. You know, you fall on hard times. If somebody is fishing and they, you know, bottom of the barrel at this tournament, They gotta put that aside. Got to have heart and go in that next one, you know.
In fishing, you're gonna have a lot of hard times.
Hell yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
More hard time than good time.
So when you decide, okay, let's say you've made a decision, so do they get a scholarship? What kind of stuff do they get when they come out there with y'all?
So first of all, I have a very reasonable tuition. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. My tuition alone is a scholarship compared to other schools at the same level as me. You know, to my tuition, especially if you're in the state of Louisiana, you make a certain ACT, man. Most of your tuition is paid for academically.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not paying very much. I got a kid on my team, academics alone, I got a kid on my team paying $100 a semester.
Good night. Boy, his mom and daddy happy.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. You know, when you're paying a reasonable, and this is some of the reason why I'm in this. It's the financial responsibility of what we have in this country. You know, a lot of people, I'm in medicine. I'm a professional student loan payer, right? You know, I don't have any student loans now because, you know, me and my wife were blessed to clean all that up. But, you know, I can possibly avoid anglers having student loan debt. You know, fishing is a pay-to-play sport. If I can minimize your tuition for school, be an elite fishing team, when you graduate, you don't have to pay $30,000-$40,000 for the Bass Opens and still have $40,000 worth of student loan debt. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. How far does that propel you forward in your day-to-day when you graduate school?
Lake Darbonne in Farmerville, Louisiana. Not only one of the greatest lakes in North Louisiana, but in the state. Crappie fishing is exceptional. Bass fishing is on the rise. If you think that you may want to live on a lake, it's this lake, Lake Darbonne, Farmerville. And when you decide to come look at Lake Darbonne, you want to call Joe Booth with Booth Realty, one of my best friends in the world. And after your interaction with Joe, he'll be yours too. Go see him, Joe Booth, Booth Realty.
You know, you're light years out there.
Light years. So with another person, same degree path as you, and you have no student loan debt, and that other angler has 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You automatically propelled forward in your life, not just in fishing. So that's one of the reasons why I made the decision to be a coach and to be a coach here, because it was something that I wanted to be in, and how I've lined up in my community. So academic scholarship is the primary source and mainly the primary source in a lot of schools, but academic scholarship is first. The other thing is you're fishing a week a month. You're missing a minimum of 1 to 2 classes a month in a 3 month semester.
Mm-hmm.
3.5 month semester. So you need to have, school's important. You gotta be able to take care of school. So I like when I can give an academic scholarship, because I know they're able to carry the load in the classroom and out on the fishing. Then on the fishing side, scholarship wise, we do a little bit like a top five tournament, you know, mm-hmm. qualifier. You know, they come in, they pair up, I pair them up. We have some qualifying tournaments, and then we see who our varsity squad, no different than any other sport.
I got you.
We see who our varsity squad is, and we pay for truck gas to get you there, boat gas while you're there, and tournament fees. You know, we have a great parent group that feeds you, man. I'm talking about these boys eat like they had a buffet every evening when they come off to
come man, off. That's good stuff right there. That's good enough loan right there, boy. I mean to tell you.
Yeah. And everything that I say, man, you can see on our social media, LSUS Fishing. You can see how good they eat, man. I'm telling you, man. That's if anybody wanted to fish for me, that's probably one of the primary reasons I would want to fish for me is the food.
I know that's right. Hey, that's like Facebook and all LSUS yeah. Fishing.
Yeah, Facebook and Instagram.
Instagram. All right. LSUS, good stuff.
LSUS Fishing. Yeah.
I know that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this real quick.
Yes, sir.
A lot of, you know, fishing's changed a lot in the last few years, man. You know, I think I've seen more forward facing, more prevalence of forward facing in crappie fishing than bass fishing. However, bass fishing is really coming into bass fishing. It's coming in quick too.
Yeah.
Has it changed collegiate bass fishing since you've been in there?
Yeah. Same way with the pros. These boys are doing the same thing those boys on TV doing. 100%. Mm-hmm. And sometimes better.
Mm. I can believe it.
You can see how the college guys are entering onto the elite series and some of the invitations of BPT. Man, they're not a second thought anymore. They're reckoning. You know what I'm saying? You got guys like Trey McKinney. He didn't even go to college. He's a young guy, had very good success into high school, went, fished the EQs, the Bass Opens, 1 year, and already qualified for the elite. You have another guy, Drew Gill. Drew Gill fished for Campbellsville University. He fished college and the invitationals at the same time and qualified for the BPT. Mm-hmm. And mainly forward facing sonar.
Yeah.
Forward facing sonar.
How do they tend to do in a tournament where, you know, shallow water tournament where you can't really, the forward facing isn't going to do a whole bunch for you. Do they still stand pretty strong in those kind of tournaments?
The good thing is to have a balance. Mm-hmm. We have a couple teams that their primary thing is to go shallow. And then we have a couple teams that their primary thing is to go forward facing sonar. So to go deeper. Mm-hmm. I have a team, Will, William Two, and Brayden Nichols. They're gonna beat the bank up. And man, from last May, it started at Gunnersville last May, they finished sixth. Then they went to the Red River and finished third. Then they went to the national championship and finished 10th. And then they, you know, it was just one after another. And that was none of that was forward facing sonar. Then this fall they won on Sam Rayburn. Mm-hmm. You know, they were kind of using forward facing sonar, but mainly they were brush pile fishing. You know what I'm saying? So, it has its place. The good thing on a good team, we have a good balance where we can keep both sides honest. And also those two guys who's forward facing sonar strong, he's going to learn from that shallow guy. And that shallow guy learned from that forward facing sonar guy because they're on the same team and they're going to come home. They're going to come back to the house or they're going to come home on a in-house tournament and they're going to fish against each other, but learn against each other. Iron sharpens iron, man. You know what I'm saying? So they're going to make each other better. So when they do go to the next level, they're going to have both cookies in their pocket, you know?
Oh yeah, that is. I can see where that would really, really, that would create the perfect angler right there. Someone who knows the electronics, but also knows, they also know how to read nature and how the fish are going to be. That's a good thing right there, Coach.
Yes, I like that.
So tell me about your team this year, man. How you got a pretty strong team?
We got a pretty strong team, man. We finished last year, we finished 15th in the country. There's over 300 schools in the country that fish more than one or two tournaments. There's no divisions, no Division One, Division Two, no NCAA, NAIA. Everybody signs up and everybody fish. We finished last year 15th, and we didn't fish four tournaments.
Mm.
But, you know, financial things start to come into play. This year, we started off the year, we fished probably five or six tournaments. We're close to halfway, and we're sitting in seventh place right now.
Okay.
In the country. Yeah.
That's good stuff, man. That's good stuff. Who's your big sticks on your team? All of them, or you got someone that's really standing out that you're like, man, I got to give these guys some props this year?
You know what? You know, I'm stacked, man. I got some good guys. They got some great teams, teammates and things of that sort. I got some star sophomore and freshmen also that are coming up. But in college fishing, it's a little different in high school. You can see a little bit in high school where, you know, the seniors and stuff, they're going to do a little bit better. Well, it's the same thing in college. So, you know, even though, you know, my upperclassmen, they fare pretty strong. And then you have a sophomore team that's hanging in with them. Man, I just really couldn't pick a star guy because, you know, they're all very good.
Are they all local? Like from, and I say local, I mean from Louisiana.
Yeah. Not all from Louisiana. Mm-hmm. We have some from Texas. We get a good bit from Texas. I know. We have, mainly Louisiana, Texas. I had one last year from Arkansas. I like to keep it in this region.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're fairly new, so we don't get we get a good bit of interest from other parts of the country, but it's kind of hard to pass up these guys around Louisiana and Texas, man. I'd love to have some guys from, you know, further out than that. I was recruiting a guy real hard from Alabama. He was a kind of a family friend connection, and he was really good. I thought he was going to come, and he you know, decided to go closer to home, which that's what a lot of guys will do. They like to stay
a little bit closer
to home. Not too close, but
close
a little
enough.
Bit closer to home. Yeah. But we have some guys that are all over. I mean, they don't mind. They'll get out and go cross country, no problem.
Good deal. That's a good deal. Let me ask you. So I look at these standings, right? I think it was the top 25 I saw that, last night. I was looking, kind of preparing for this.
Yeah.
Coach, it's a trend I saw, and I don't know why it's like this, but you a good fella to ask.
Yeah.
The Southeast is extremely strong, specifically in Alabama. I think in the top five, three of the schools in the top five from Alabama.
Yeah.
What's going on with that? How come Alabama is so strong?
I want to preface that I'm not taking shots at anybody. Right?
Okay. No. Hey, no, ain't gonna be no shots. I just want the truth. Shots are shots. I want the truth.
Well, at the same time that you look at the top 25 and the top guys, look at where the tournaments are.
So you said y'all missed four tournaments. Okay.
Yeah. So last year we missed four, but we missed the ones that were we missed like one of them that were in Florida. Now we fish all of them. This year we're gonna fish all of them. We've done pretty good on fundraising and stuff, and so we're gonna fish them all. Plus, I was growing it slow. So
I got you.
Some of those we didn't fish was on purpose because I want to do it right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, it's easy to jump out and try to, you know, hit everything in the head, but man, let's measure it up a little bit. Let's see, you know, should we do this? Should we do that? Do I have I would make sure we're not burning money. You know, it's a lot of money to run this trip. You know?
Yeah, I bet it is.
So this year we raised the right money, we're gonna fish everything on the board. But what I mean by that is, you know, we're fishing lakes this so far. We fished the first tournament was Sam Rayburn in Texas. We won that one. The next one was Dardanelle in Arkansas. We had a top 10. Then the next one was Kentucky. We had a little tough tournament in Kentucky. Mm-hmm. Then after that, this first tournament of the year on Harris Chain in Florida, similar fishing to what we do, we finished sixth. Our top boat finished sixth. National Championship was just south of Florida, Toho, Lake Toho. Mm-hmm. We had 14th was our top boat. Then the next one is Georgia, which is where they're at right now. The one after that one is Tennessee at Douglas Lake. The one after that one, you know, you see what I'm saying? So it's an away game for us most of the tournaments.
I got you.
It's an away game. So those guys, they do a heck of a job recruiting their guys, and the best guys, they're recruiting them. They don't look at, you know, look over here too much. I say that, but this year I'm getting a lot of attention because how good we're doing.
Yeah, I bet so.
Like you said, the top teams, and they can stay close to home. You know,
it's hard to beat that.
I wouldn't come across country either.
Yeah.
But we're fighting, man. I mean, everybody has to fish the same stuff. They have to come over here, and you know what I'm saying? And so I'm not saying that's some big excuse, but a lot of the tournaments are over there.
That makes sense.
And so sometimes they get a little bit of home field advantage type deal. You know what I'm saying? But that don't stop us, man. You see, we got good finishes, man. We're going to go.
That's right.
We're going to hit them head first. I mean, we're okay.
You got a good group, man. I expect big things of you finishing out the year. You started strong. I would expect this team to finish strong, and looking forward to seeing what you guys can do, man. Because you, like you said before, y'all you got some good folks. They come from around, and as long as you got heart, man. As long as you got somebody got some heart, they got that puts them in every tournament.
Yeah, that does. And you know, and even when we have success over there. Like I said, I'm not taking shots at anybody. Man, they don't shoot at us when we do good over there. They praise us. They like, man, they know. They're like, man, congratulate. We know that, you know, you're just now getting into the groove, or we know that this is, you know what I'm saying? You guys have to travel ways, and you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's a bunch of love. So like I say, I'm not taking shots at everybody, but it takes a little bit of time for me to kind of build a team where we're used to, we have seen those lakes before, and
right.
And like I say, this is my fourth year. They had a team before me. I'm not taking that away. They had a team before I was here. They've had some success. But when I came on, we fished the right ones to try to score.
I got
and it's working out. We're having a good time doing it. We're enjoying
it. That's good stuff. So look, man, I was told to ask you this question. I didn't tell you I was going to ask you this question.
Uh-oh.
So somebody told me.
Uh-oh.
That you're a pretty good stick yourself. They say you humble. They say, man, he's humble. He ain't going to talk about himself. I want you to tell me. Tell me now. Come on now. What have you won some stuff around here? Do you do pretty good?
I do pretty good. I mean, you know, it's just like everything else, man. You have to be consistent. You know, you have to have get in the groove of it and things of that sort. So it's kind of tough, you know, trying to balance work, trying to balance, you know, the fishing and with the team, and then also your fishing. So, but I say the little league I fish hog herders. It's military trail. Mm-hmm. They have some sticks there. The 2 years ago, I was able to fish majority of the tournament. They give you two drops. Mm-hmm. So I fished all the ones with my two drops, and I finished fourth in the trail.
Not bad.
40, 50 guys. But
there you go.
But you know, last year I won one. Like I say, we don't want to talk about me, man. It's not.
Oh, goodness.
I'm a 10 times better golfer than I am a fisherman, but I'm ate up. I love fishing. Yeah.
Right. What's your handicap?
I didn't tell you that. I mean, okay. I still got money to win, man. I can't.
I know
tell
that's
you that.
Right. That's right. That's right. I know that. Okay. All right, Coach. Well, hey, man, look, that's all I needed, baby. 35 minutes. We did good. That's exactly what I was hoping for. You gave me some great information, and you're a good dude. I just want to tell you, man, I can already tell you're a good cat, and I appreciate you for doing, not only coming on here and doing this, but taking the time to mentor these young people. That's a big deal, man. You got to pass it down to the next generation. I think you're doing a great job.
100%, man. As blessed as I am, man, I'm glad I get the opportunity to, you know, and you know, some people, you know, they don't have the time. They may have a little extra money. They have to do it that way. Some people have all the time and no money. And so they have to do it that way. You know, and so when a great situation meets together where we can find something that we can believe in, where the people who don't have the time, but want to contribute, and the people who are around that may have a little extra time can meet those people with a little money, man. That's good stuff. It's something strong happen. And give me a time, man, the people who support this program, they know I'm not going to burn money. They know that every dollar that I spend, you know, has a thought process behind it. It ain't just about chasing trophies. It's about, you know, how I can do this the right way, mentor these kids the right way, get them in the right tournaments to have some success, but not going to things just because it looks good. You know what I'm saying? So I want to thank all my sponsors. You know, we're sponsored by Hook. They took a chance on us. They're a very big company. They took a chance on a small team like we have. You know, and then all these sponsors here, these companies around here, I just thank you a lot. Curtis Style, Will Height, Electric. I mean, I hate trying to name them all, but Bellevue Meat, Red River Range. Man, Red River Range came in this year, man. He jumped in head first. You know, the brains behind all this situation is Dr. Lacey Williams, man. I think he has more fun than I do. It wasn't his name, you know. So I mean, all these guys, man. I apologize if I missed anybody. But you know, there's Landers, Plyer. I mean, you know. Anyway, I just don't want to go through all of them. But man, I really do appreciate these guys taking a chance on us and wanting to make sure that we telling them that we're doing right by it, and we're growing some great people of this country, of this state. Yeah,
that's right. That's right. And I tell you what, you know, if you're a business out there, you want to get in on a good group, you're like, hey, you know what? I think I may want to help these folks out. How do they get in touch with you for a sponsorship?
You can LSUS Foundation is LSU Shreveport Foundation. And then there's a drop down tag that says bass fishing there. And then you always, always, always can get in touch with me with my social media. That's Instagram and Facebook. That's LSUS Fishing on Instagram and Facebook. I run those pages. You can message me. I'm telling you, we'll set up. We do a full media package, man. We don't do it halfway, you know. So I'm a professional in my career, full-time career. So I translate that to these boys and to this business. Like we don't take any shorts. We'll lay it all out for you so you know what your ROI could be. And sometimes your ROI is just good feeling, but we have these boat wraps. You see our boat wraps. We have our jerseys. We pound social media. You know, we have a lot of ways to give back and make sure that you see where your money's going and things of that sort. So.
And you got good representation when you do good at a bass tournament too, right?
Man, I'm telling you, man, it's good to have the purple and gold.
That's right, baby. It's good to see it up there. That's for sure. That's for sure. All right, Coach. Hey, baby, I appreciate you taking time coming on here, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you very, very much, man.
Yes, sir.